So that's always a good thing. So what artists would you say have been a big influence on you?
Well, that's a very tricky question. I don't like to associate myself in an immediate way with artists and sounds, because I don't think that my sound can be easily, I mean, that's the way I see it, with easily associated with specific names and genres. But I would say that, you know, in a very simple way, that, for example, yeah, like Birds of Canada or Brian Eno or Noi or even Stereolab. I love Stereolab and I love Sonic Youth and I love Tim Hecker and The Side Below and many different. I mean, first of all, Beatcrass or Port Royal from N5MD, Last Days. I mean, these guys were quite influential too and very inspiring for me, like inspired me to make my own music, which is...
You know. And have you done any collaborations or any split EPs or anything like that?
I haven't done any properly, but I'm kind of discussing with artists at the moment on doing something, because I officially began to release music, like official releases, in 2009. So that's when I started to consider myself as a, you know, in a professional way. As a musical proposition that is open to audiences and exposed to audiences and media and all that stuff. So I'm actually considering of doing collaborations. I mean, as a follow-up to my album, there's going to be an EP with remixes but by some amazing artists. They'll be remixing a track of my new album. And also in the new album, I had McAdoo adding some bass and drums. I mean, unofficially, I've actually done some collaborations, but not within the Dalit context.
Right, okay. And do you listen to other artists who have a similar type sound?
Or yes,
who...
at the moment, I do listen to lots of radio.
All right, okay.
But I also have, like, I'm buying, like, records. I'm still buying records and CDs and stuff. The last ones that I bought is by, like, The Side Below, the Glider reissue.
Okay.
Which is, I totally recommend it. I think it's sold out, but if it's not, go for it.
Okay.
Other stuff that I bought are, like, Novella.
Okay, yes, very good.
Brooklyn-based guitar artist who makes really nice layered ambient stuff. I've also been a big fan of Ghosting Season, which is a band that is now relocated to Manchester.
Okay.
And a few other stuff. I mean, I think it doesn't necessarily mean that my sound is aligned to these artists that I just mentioned, but just a couple of things that I'm listening. I don't necessarily listen to music similar to the one that I do. I listen to big variety of things.
Right, okay.
Among these things are things that inspire me, or I get ideas that I want to incorporate in my sound, for example.
Yeah, yeah. I think as humans, we like to pigeonhole and have stuff compartmentalized.
You have to, when you work for the media, because I myself sometimes, I do interviews and I do reviews and I write for some kind of free press, and I've also been doing some radio production. I've done some shows for Resonance FM in the past, in the UK. And so you have to somehow team up things, and if you want to team up things, you have to put some labels on, and this essentially means that, you know, with or without the artist's consignment, you have to put some labels and do some pigeonholing. Yeah,
yeah. And when I'm playing songs on Fatey Yellow, I'm saying, well, you know, this could be post rock or it could be ambient. Oh, there's a touch of drone in there. There's a touch of noise rock, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to just compartmentalize it. You know, sometimes it's a mishmash of all those sounds.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I see that you have a European tour coming up very soon.
Yes. In November 2011, coming November. Okay. I'm planning to do 4 shows with Port Royal, Chrysopa, Winterlight, and a very good friend of mine and good musician, Dergard. And for this, and to help fund this tour, I've launched a Kickstarter project.
Okay.
I really like all the overall idea of Kickstarter, so I've launched it like 2 days ago.
Okay.
If anybody who's listening wants to back the project, they can go to my website and find links to my Kickstarter project page. There are some rewards as well for people who want to get something back.
Okay.
And so far, it's been quite good. I think we've pledged so far $600, which is, I think, the 27%, which is okay. I mean, I understand, which is summertime, people are away for holidays.
Yes.
It's an initiative that I hope it works, because it'll be very decisive as to me going to and actually realizing my tour and going there and meeting my label mates and doing the gigs together. It's a very important effort that I'm doing, and I hope people support it. If not, that's okay.
Yep.
I'll figure out other ways.
are there any plans to do any USA dates?
I will consider it, yeah. I mean, it has to be put more thought on that, because I've realized that, especially in the New York scene, for example, you have to have a promoter and you have to have a scene to be part of in order to make things work easier for you. And at the moment, I haven't really found a scene, but there are actually plans of teaming up with some other artists that I've met from different cities. So maybe, you know, I can set up a gig here and then they can set up a gig in their city and do something like that, rather than me doing like a tour and renting a van and going around playing and, you know, it's going to be more a collaborative, curational thing instead of me doing everything alone.
Right, okay. And also where I am based at the moment in Austin, Texas, we have South by Southwest on an annual basis. Is that something that you've thought of coming down?
I haven't thought of that. I know the festival and I've considered many times to come down there and, you know, to see concerts and stuff, but it has never happened so far. But in terms of me playing there, there are many different factors that define that. For example, as I said, I would consider myself at the moment as a recording artist rather than a performing artist.
Right,
so I'm now kind of trying to define my performance. So if that grows and has a more extrovert, let's say, state, then I'll be more confident to, you know, chase promoters and apply to festivals. I'm kind of, you know, redefining my stage presence at the moment, because I don't think there's something that can make me competitive compared to indie bands or bands with a drummer or physical bands. I have to redefine really subtle elements so as to make a very compelling and engaging stage performance. A laptop and me in front of it and a guitar, it can work, but in smaller setups, not in big stages and stuff.
It does work, and I have seen many artists doing that. And, you know, I think you really have to be into the music to go along and see that. And but it can be really, really good.
Well, the thing is that in my case, I never play the songs as they are recorded on the album.
Okay.
I always kind of rework on them, remix them, or there's lots of space for improvisation when I'm on stage.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of like mixing things and make them more physical.
Right.
They have a more kind of physical presence around them. Like me, you know, I'm not just playing press play, but I'm also adding layers to my guitar and doing stuff with the loops and adding new sounds on top. I'm very, very busy when I'm on stage.
Right. Okay. Okay. That sounds pretty good though, because that opens up, you know, different recordings from different concerts, you know, each one's different.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I never play the same thing. That's one thing that I can guarantee.
Right, okay.
There's always space for, I really play depending on the mood.
Right, okay.
So, I don't know if that's good, but the mood actually can be significant in how my set will go.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that if I'm in bad mood, I will do something bad and horrible. But, you know, the dynamics might be mellower or more beat oriented, or have, you know, it's a more playful approach.
Right.
And I really like that, because it actually helps me to want to play live.
So I would like to thank you for taking the time to speak to me today. And good luck with the new release and the forthcoming tour.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Okay,
thanks.
Pleasure. Thank you.